Believe it or not, this is Introduction to Electrodynamics. One of the things that's important to do when we talk about electric fields due to charge distributions is to also do it numerically. So instead of having a sphere, a uniform sphere, what if I had 1,000 points in the sphere instead? And how do we do that in Python? I'm going to show you three ways, one of them doesn't work, to make a spherical distribution of points in WebVPython. So let's get started. Okay, so the idea is I want a sphere of radius r with some number of points, and we can change that number, and in fact, sometimes we don't even know the number until afterwards. Now, how do we distribute these points in a sphere? Well, the first way I'm going to do it is to use Cartesian coordinates. So let's just not make a sphere. I'm going to make a cube. I'm going to start here at negative r, at the vector r, negative r, negative r, negative r, and then I'm going to move over a dx, 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 and then I'm going to move up in the y direction and repeat that again, and then I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to repeat that in the z direction, and I'll get a cube. After that, I can just cut out the points that are not in the sphere. So let's go ahead and do that in Python. Jumping over here to Python. Oh, I didn't switch. Okay. Python activated now. Okay, so I'm going to have a sphere of radius r. Now, the other thing I want to do is I want to define dx, dy, dz. So this is going to be r is 1. Dx, dy, dz, I'm going to define them as a vector. So dx, what did I use before? 0.1. Let's make it big. Dx is the vector 0.100. 0, 0. Dy is the vector 0.10. 0. And can you guess what dz is? I think that you can. 0, 0, 0.1. Okay, so now I know the step size in all the directions. They're all the same. And I'm going to have my starting position. I'm just going to call it r. And it's the vector. I'm going to start at the lower left-hand corner in the negative direction. Negative r, negative r, negative r. Okay. So now let's just move this r value until I get to x is equal to r. And I'm going to make a loop like that. So while r dot x is less than r, I'm going to make a sphere. I'm going to plot a sphere. I'm not going to give it a name. I'm just going to sphere it. So sphere, the position is going to be vector r. And its radius is going to be, let's say, r over 70. I'm just picking a number there. You can make it however you want. Now what I need to do is to move my r value. So I'm going to move it in the x direction. So r is r plus dx. Let's run it. There are my boop, 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 boop. It didn't even make the noise. I made the noise for you. Okay. So now what we want to do is to repeat that, but we want to do it in moving up in the y direction. So what I'm going to do is to repeat this as long as the y value is less than r. So while r dot y is less than r, do the same thing, okay? But here, before I do it, I need to reset my x value back to negative r. So r dot x is equal to negative r, right? Because I'm going to go across that row, I'm going to move up, and I need to start back over at the other end. And then this stuff is going to be indented like that. And oops, I have this problem sometimes. I don't know why. I'm pretty sure I have chalk on my thing. Okay, there. Happens. Okay, so I indented all that, and now I need to, once I go through the x's, I need to move my r value. So r dot r is r plus dy. Is that right? I want to make sure I get that right. Negative. Yep. Okay, so now we should get a two-dimensional square. Well, all squares are two-dimensional. There you go. See, it's just the back plate. Now I need to do the same thing in the z direction. So in the z direction, I'm going to go and do the same thing. While r dot z is less than r, I need to reset my y value. R dot y is negative r. And then I need to do all this stuff. And here's, I have a problem with that. Ah, see, it did it again. I don't know why it does that. That's fine. And then I need to move my r in the z direction. So r is r plus dz. and we should have our cube of points. There we go. I mean, come on, that's kind of cool. You can rotate that around. It looks really cool, but it's not a sphere. I wanted a sphere, not a cube. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through all these points and I'm going to say, is this point in the sphere? If it's not in the sphere, I'm not going to point it. I'm not going to plot it. I'm not going to add it. So I can do that up here. And I'm going to say, when I make this sphere, I'm going to say, if the magnitude of R is less than R, right? Because I could have in the corner RRR, its magnitude is not going to be less than R, and so I don't want to plot that. So I'm only going to make this sphere if that's true. Otherwise, it's not going to draw the sphere. Let's see what happens. I'm going to increase these to 0.2 because I think my computer is like, hey, this is too many. There we go. And now we have points in a sphere. It's basically a cutoff. It's a cube that's cut off into a sphere. And it looks cool. And I can't stop rotating around. And you'll notice that the top's kind of flat. And that's just because of the way I did it. Now, I want to convert this into a list of points just so you can see how you could do that later. Once I have all the points, I could calculate things, which I'm not going to do right now. But we could calculate the electric field here. So if I wanted to do that, what I'm going to do is say two things. Q's is an empty list. I'm going to add my positions in there. And then n is equal to 0 because I need to know how many points I have. Because, yes, I could calculate how many are in the cube, but I don't know how many are in the sphere. So let's go down here, and then I don't want to make a sphere. All I'm going to do is, if that's true, I'm going to add that r value. Q's is Q's plus that r value, and I'm going to increase my value of n. And then let's just go ahead and print just so we know we're done, in. We know how many are in our thing. Why does that go down too low? Okay, that's fine. So there's print in. Now I'm going to run it. And so I have 485 points in there. Now, if I'm not making a 3D element, I could decrease my value of dx, dy, dz to something stupid small, and it'd be fine. Okay, but that's one way to do it. Now, let's do this the wrong way. Now, in order to do the wrong way, a way that doesn't work. It's not wrong, it just doesn't work. Let's think about spherical coordinates, okay? Instead of using Cartesian coordinates, let's use spherical coordinates. That seems like it makes sense. Let's jump over here to the board and do a quick spherical coordinate review. Okay, so here I have the Z direction. And then this would be the x direction, and that would be the y direction, right? Because you have to have x cross y is z. And if I have a point up here, I can describe it with the following coordinates. The angle theta from the z-axis, the value, the scalar value r, and then I can project this down into the xy plane, and this is the angle phi. Now, WebVPython uses Cartesian coordinates, so I need the Cartesian equivalent of this. So I can say the vector r is going to be r sine theta cosine phi, right? Because this sine theta is going to give me this projection down that, and then cosine phi is going to give me the projection over here. So that gives me my x value. The y component is r sine theta sine phi, and then the z component is r cosine theta. So that's my vector, and what I need to do is just say, okay, I want to say, let's see, how did I do this? Did I break it in? Did I pick a value? I picked the number. That's what I did. I picked the number, let's say, n equals 10. So here I can go from theta goes from 0 to pi over 2, right? So it's going to go up to there. Actually, I could go from negative pi over 2 to pi over 2, but I'm not going to. And then r goes from 0, I should put these as colons. R goes from 0 to r, and phi goes from 0 to 2 pi. Now, what I want to do is break these all into an nth element. So I'm going to say d theta is going to be pi over 2n. Dr is going to be r over n, and then d phi is going to be 2 pi over n. And that way they'll have equal numbers in those directions. Now, but it doesn't make a uniform, you may know that it doesn't make a uniform distribution. Okay, so we can kind of use this to our advantage. So let's go back over to our code. I'm gonna copy it. Let's copy the whole thing. And I have a new window over here, spherical distributions. And that way we can just paste it. And then we're gonna change it. Okay, so now in this case, I don't need dx, dr, dy, I don't need that. I am gonna need this. But I'm gonna need my theta, my starting values for theta, phi, and r. So I'm going to say, I'm gonna start in the xy plane. Turns out to be a little bit easier that way. So let's say theta is equal to 0, phi is equal to 0, and then I'm going to say rr is equal to r. So rr is my scalar value of the spherical coordinate, and then I'm going to use r, lowercase r, is my vector position. Okay. We'll leave those qs's right there. Now I need to find, I'm going to say n is equal to, I'm going to call it capital N. N is equal to 10, so I can calculate my d phi, my d theta, my dr. Dr is r over n. D theta is equal to, what did I say? Pi divided by 2 times n, and then d phi is equal to 2 times pi divided by n. Okay, so now I need my starting vector. Actually, I don't need my starting vector, do I? Yeah, I'm just gonna calculate my value. Let's just delete all this stuff. I'm gonna go start in the changing our phi value. So while phi is less than 2 times pi, do the following. I'm gonna calculate my r vector. So r is gonna be the vector rr times sine of theta. You gotta spell that right, times cosine of phi, r, the y components are r times sine of theta times sine of phi, and then the z component is rr times cosine of theta. Okay, so now I have my r vector. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put a sphere there, just like before. So sphere, position is equal to r, radius is equal to r over 70. Now I'm going to increase my value of phi. Phi equals phi plus d phi. Okay, let's run that. And I'm not going to print n because I don't have n over there. Okay, let's see if that works. It should just make a circle. And it didn't. There's an error. Why did it make a circle? Oh, you know what? I think I made a radius of r over 70, sphere r, while phi is less than 2 pi, d phi is 2 pi divided by n, n is equal to 10. What did I do wrong? Phi is less than 2 pi, r, maybe this rr sine theta cosine phi, rr sine theta sine phi, rr cosine theta, that's fine. R phi is phi plus d phi. While phi less than 2 times pi, r, sphere, position equals r, radius, did I misspell radius? Sometimes that happens, no. Phi is phi plus d phi. Let's just copy this code from before, because I don't know this one works. Sometimes I just make some stupid mistake and I'm not really sure what it is. Let's just see if I just copy that, dedent that, detent it again. And then here I actually do 2, but that's fine. Let's just get rid of the second one. And that should run. What the heck? Let's do this. There must be something up here. I'm going to print R. Let's see. Am I getting multiple R's or not? R is not changing. That's why. I must have
Oh, did I never set phi? What the heck? Phi is 0. Okay. I'm going to just copy my code from before, and I'll show you the whole thing. Because sometimes you just make an error, and it's hard to really see what your error is in the moment. I'll give you the code, though. Let's run this. This goes through my changing my R, changing my theta, changing my phi, does all those things. And there you go. Okay. So you'll notice as I rotate this around that we do get a spherical distribution. But the problem is that because the change in R and the change in theta and the change in phi change as you move around the spherical coordinates, then you don't have uniform steps between the things. So they're closer together the closer you are in here. And that's the problem. So it's not a uniform distribution. And you can see that just looking from the top. As I go around, as I increase phi, my phi step is the same, so the angle is the same, but that means that these are further apart, and so that doesn't really work. So this is not a great way to do it. I mean, it's still cool and pretty and everything, but it's not the great way. So let me just show you what I'm doing over here in each step. So here in this thing over here, I increase phi, and then I go all the way around the circle, and then I increase, I reset phi to 0, and then I increase my R value, so I make a flat disk, and then I increase my theta value, and I do it again. So that's how you get the whole thing. So there you go. But again, it's not a uniform distribution. So let's jump over here to our last method, which I left blank because I know I can do this one right. Let's just start again. In this case, what I'm going to do is to use random numbers. I'm going to randomly make stuff. And so again, I'm going to start with a cube. R equals 1. Let's say N equals 0. N equals, I'm going to make 500 points. So here I'm just going to make a while loop over the number as long as n is less than n, and I'm going to add n as n plus 1. So I'm going to count. Okay. Now to make a random value, I'm going to calculate a random vector in the xyz direction. So there's only one function, random function in VPython. It's called random, and it returns a number between 0 and 1. So I'm going to just say r is the vector. R, I can bring R out front over here. They're all in the R direction. R times. Now what I want to do is to say 2 times random minus 1. So random is a number between 0 and 1. 2 times that between 0 and 2. When I subtract 1, I get a number between negative 1 and 1. So when I multiply that by R, I get a number between negative R and R. That's what I want. Now I want the same thing in the Y direction. 2 times random minus 1, oops, missed that comma, 2 times random minus 1. So that's going to make a random vector. Now I'm going to put a sphere there. So just put sphere, position is equal to r, radius is equal to r over 70, and then count. So we should get 500 points here. Let's just run it. So that's pretty simple code right there, right? And there you go, 500 points. And it is in a cube. You see, that's cubish. And again, we want to cut out the things that are not in a cube. And we can increase this value to, 1,000 very easily. Let's do 1,000, just so I can show you that it does do 1,000. 1,000 points in a cube. Okay. Now what we want to do is to calculate that same vector r, but only make a sphere if the magnitude of r is less than r. You can say less than or equal to, it doesn't really matter. It's a fringe thing, it's never really going to be equal to it anyway. And only in that case am I going to make a sphere, and only in that case am I going to add one to the thing. So I'll still have 1,000 points, but now they'll be in a sphere. There's my 1,000 points in a sphere. Now, compare this to my Cartesian version. Which one's better? I don't think there is one that's better. I like this because it's easier to make. You don't have to do the grids and stuff like that. I'm going to show you one more thing in the Cartesian. I'm going to go back because I think it's fun. But either way. And then, of course, I could do the same thing. I could make a list of Q values. Did I count? Oh, I did count. So in the Cartesian one, it's important to count the number, because if I want to say the total charge is Q, the charge of each point is going to be Q divided by N. And we didn't know how many that we were going to have. Here we set how many we were going to have. So I'd again do QS is an empty list, and then just add that to the here. QS equals QS plus R. And then it'll add it to that list, and I'll have a list of R values. I can go traverse that list and calculate the electric field and stuff like that, which we will do later. Okay, let's go back over here to the Cartesian one. I'm going to run it just so you can see what we had. Oh, I turned off the sphere. I don't know. My mouse hates me. Maybe I should get an actual mouse. So right here, let's plot the spheres again. Just so you can see that it does work. There's my spheres. Now what I want to do is to animate this just for fun. So down here in my smallest loop, I'm going to put rate 100. So this means don't do more than 100 calculations per second. And then we can see the whole thing building out. Now, it's going to stop. It's going to be actually moving through those places where it doesn't make a sphere. So it's not going to be completely uniform, but it will be cool. There it goes. So it's building out the sphere. I mean, it's like a nice visual effect there. And you can slow it down if you wanted to. Okay. Isn't that cool? I kind of like that. Let's do this over here. Let's do it in the spherical distribution just so you can see how it's making that, even though it's not uniform. Now, I am doing plus and minus z at the same time. That was a little fast. I put a sphere around this one because I had a mistake before, and so you can see that it is in a spherical shape. Let's slow that down. Let's put that at 100. So there, it's building them out. That's pretty cool. I'm pretty happy. I mean, again, not the perfect thing, but it looks cool. Okay, so I'll put a link to all three of those codes down below so that you can play around with them. But again, you just want to either do the Cartesian or the random. I really like the random the best, and we'll use those later. Talk to you later.